If you were drawing a pension from either a government job that you held or a pension created by private industry where you were employed, you have to know that the financial stability and viability of all of these various pension funds rests upon the ability of the fund managers to invest the money that is contributed and to make it grow so that there's enough money there to pay the benefits. The amount of money that you as an individual contribute to your pension fund simply is not enough to carry the benefits when you start to draw them. And this is true of Social Security, which is nothing more than a government provided pension system or retirement system. And everybody knows that the Social Security system, when it was created, was actuarially unsound. That is, that it could not sustain itself just on the basis of the contributions made by employees during their working years. And there's a myth about that somehow the money that's taken from your check and Social Security withholding is somehow placed in a lockbox and kept for payment of the Social Security benefits. The fact is, the government just uses the money that they take from your paycheck today for current government expenses, and there is no such thing as a fund or that's earmarked or a lockbox where the money is kept. So everybody agrees that this fund eventually cannot go on the way it is presently designed. And all that the Republicans have tried to accomplish to reform Social Security and make it viable and make it last is to require that the money be earmarked and invested in stocks and other types of investments, just like private pension funds do, so that the money will be there when you get ready to draw your Social Security. And it will not have to require on just tax money or increasing taxes to pay the bill. Yet the Democrats have developed a buzzword or a catchword which is supposed to frighten you, and of course they're always trying to frighten you that the Republicans want to destroy Social Security or take away Social Security. I've heard this political argument for years and years. The Democrats bring it up at every election that somehow the Republicans are out to destroy Social Security. All the Republicans are trying to do is to make it viable, actuarially sound, and sustainable. And that can only be accomplished by investing the money that's taken in and making it grow. And yet, the Democrats have made this word privatization of Social Security as some sort of a bad word, and it's supposed to get your attention and make you think that the Republicans are up to something sinister. The only way Social Security can survive and provide the benefits that it promises is to privatize it, and by that I mean simply invest the money like any other pension fund and make it grow and make it actuarially sound. This is Buck Compton.